want to continue on now because there are so many things going on, and it concerns me because you're getting... There's a gaslighting effort going on. It is massive. It is across the board, this gaslighting effort. It is an effort to convince you that somehow the Democrats need to remain in power. It is an effort to convince you that somehow the polling numbers are suddenly getting closer. I spoke to Robert Cahaley yesterday. Robert Cahaley of the Trafalgar Group polling. He says these polls that show Joe Biden has been rallying and people really like Joe Biden, not true. There are a couple of things that are certainly impacting the election. The decision by the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade, a big decision. It has changed the election. But also is the forgiveness of $1 trillion in student loan debt. That's weighing the other way. People reject that idea. Oh, and the massive shift of Latino voters to the Republican Party away from Democrats is balancing out that shift of white suburban voters, the elitists, to the Democrats. Strange shift going on in this country. The working class party, the party that favors the little guy, the party that looks out for you and I, the party that cares about the Constitution is the Republican Party. The Democrats are the party of the big money on Wall Street, of the socialists, of the central planners, of the globalists, of the Green New Dealers. That's the party there. Oh, and the party of abortion up to the moment of birth. There's always that. Continuing now a little bit with the economy. How about another nugget on Joe's war on energy to sum it all up? Here you go, Joey. It's your turn. Let it play.
I want to take the most aggressive action ever to confront the climate crisis and increase our energy security ever in the whole world. And that's not hyperbole. That's a fact.
Ever in the whole world, ever in the whole world. Wow. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, no smarter than Joe Biden, about as sharp as a sack of wet mice. She must have missed the memo that Germany and France and the UK and a whole host of other European nations are rejecting the Green New Deal mentality. They're saying, you know what? Winter's coming. We like the fact that we used to be able to heat our homes. We want to be able to do that again. Yeah, she's an idiot. Don't believe me? Listen.
The Europeans obviously are moving with alacrity in this direction. Germany, I think, saw in the first half of this year a 22% increase in solar. They need it. It's an existential question, obviously, because they have had such a great reliance upon Russian fuel. Great Britain. They just completely decided they were going to not use any.
No more Russian energy.
What does that tell you? They've got to move swiftly as well. So for people, it's not just a moral question. It is it's an issue of, can we get enough reliable energy for our people right now? And of course, because we're talking about the climate and every one of their citizens is experiencing these extreme weather events. So, it has been a horrible year in terms of the war. And in terms of eyes open about how vulnerable we all are when we don't create our own homegrown energy sources.
What do you think she thinks? Now, what do you think the color of the sky in her world really is? Hey, Jen, these cataclysmic weather events. Do you realize that 2022... it's mid-September, and we haven't had a single hurricane. Not one. Not one hurricane yet. Not one. But Granholm continues to cling to selling the fantasy that oil and gas are the enemy of humanity. I wonder why they don't feel that way in Russia, India, China, Brazil, and the rest of the world. Weird. Listen.
We can't afford to maintain our overdependence on fossil fuels. And with advances in clean energy technologies, we don't have to. But how quickly we can break that dependence and accelerate the clean energy transition really depends in large part on us.
Oh, it does. You remember that part about reliable energy she just said? Yeah. We've got that. Hello, Pennsylvania, and Marcella Shale calling. This is America calling. We need energy. Can you help us out? How about Alaska, Texas, Louisiana, North and South Dakota? Yeah, we've got energy. All right, we've got energy. Lots of it. We're just opting not to use it. Oh, and by the way, stop using this stupid term fossil fuels. They're hydrocarbons. Hydrocarbons are tens of thousands of feet beneath the surface. The dinosaurs didn't swim through miles of mud to die and create energy for us. They're not fossil fuels. They're created over time by pressure. Geology. Geology reminds me of a line from The Shawshank Redemption. Pressure and time. Okay, enough of that stupidity for a moment. How about this? Bill Maher and Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers. We're sitting down and talking about COVID-19 here recently and realized that everything labeled a conspiracy theory during the pandemic is, well, maybe not a conspiracy after all, because these things are coming to pass. They turned out to be not conspiracy theories, but fact. Wow, Bill Maher, who, look, he and I don't agree on a lot of things. But he agrees on the insanity of the Democrat Party and socialism. And the insanity that has been and continues to be in some places the COVID-19 pandemic and the desperate clutch to power by those on the left. You have to really hear what they have to say. Bite 16, go.
To me, the frightening thing was never the disease itself. The frightening thing was how much you could get people so quickly to change their way of life. Stay home, wear a mask, you know, don't touch.
It was altruistic at first. It's like, all right, yeah take 2 weeks to flatten the curve, right? And then just about every conspiracy theory came true. Vaccine mandates, vaccine passports.
Right.
And it turned into, like, away from doing your job to stop the spread to, like, lockdowns. And that's my whole problem. You know, I grew up in a small town, very little cases up in Chico, California. But all the small businesses are gone. I mean, our favorite restaurants in L.A. and New York and across the country, not just in big cities. But some crazy percentage will never open again.
Yeah, destroyed, not by a virus. Unless you consider the government to be a virus, which on many days I do. On many days, I do consider the government the most damaging virus coursing through the veins of a free America. A systemic infection that will kill the body if we don't stop it now. Aaron Rodgers, Bill Maher, they nailed it. Now, when I come back, we're going to talk about the economy, the swan dive on Wall Street, the pending rail strike, and a whole host of other things. We'll get to it. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods of Michigan Company, committed to bringing you U.S. only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code America and save 10% today and get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code America. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code America and shop today.
I'm Steve Gruber, and I love flannel. For the love of flannel, be sure to grab a Grand Flannel by Muskox, a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel all the time. A super durable, comfortable 100% cotton flannel, perfect for the Michigan outdoors. To find out more, go to GoMuskOx.com. GoMuskOx.com. For the love of flannel, go to GoMuskOx.com.
I put off making the call for years. I knew it had to be done, but I thought it'll go away with time. But every time it rained, it came back to visit me. Take my advice. Call Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing. The good people at Bluebird have been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are crawl space and waterproofing experts. Take it from me. Waterproofing my basement changed the feel and livability of my house. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.